I believe community is the umbilical cord to our existence. It is where all that we need for a nurtured life rests. Staying connected to a community that keeps you strengthened through this thing we call life is essential. Your journey to finish strong starts now. Welcome to Finishing Strong with Erica Strong. I am Erica Strong. Welcome back. So today I wanted to talk about something, and I know that it's pretty essential for our growth, pretty essential for our expansion in life, and then just to see the joy of our life. I know through everything that I talk about in Finishing Strong, it's always you can overcome, you can, you know, finish strong. But I want to spend a little bit more time today in how, Erica, you say I can overcome, but how? What is that one secret, that one key to overcoming anything? Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds motivating, but how is it done? And that's where a great deal of us get stuck. Okay, yeah, I could do it. I can do it. God says that I can do all things through him that gives me the strength. I can do it. I can do it. Yeah, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do it. We hear motivational speakers. We read the Bible. We go to church. We listen to worship. We do all the things that get us emotionally fired up. I can do it. And then in our quiet moments, we wonder, how can I do it? It's not working. It can't be done. Something's wrong with me. Maybe it's just not for me. You know what? I can't do it. Well, let's change that conversation, because today you're going to learn, how do you overcome? How do you stop drowning in life? Because life can make you feel like you just keep drowning. You keep going under. Like every time you feel like you've made it to some sense of stability, something comes and pushes your head right back under the water. It's like, wait, wait, wait. How in the world am I ever going to be able to get to a solid ground, get to shore, without feeling like I'm about to just drown and lose my life? I remember hearing a speaker say one time before, and I love it because this is where it really helped me to put into perspective what I'm going to share with you today. You do understand that life can be very overwhelming. We know that. If you are about, I would say, and I used to usually put an age on it, I would say 25 and up, but I promise you, I've talked to people that's 18 and 19 and 13 that has felt the pressure and the issues of life. So when we have to deal with this thing that we call life, trouble is bound to come. Things are bound to upset us and frustrate us and hurt our feelings. Disappointment is bound to come. So how do you go through points of disappointment, points of hurt, points of pain, and not drown? I heard a speaker say, you don't drown by what you go through. You drown by what you take in. And that just alone was such a huge nugget. You don't drown by what happens. You drown by what you take in. That brought my mind straight to a boat. If I'm sitting in a boat and I just constantly keep piling water in myself, people ride by and splash water in, or somebody comes by and just dump a bucket of water in, and I keep allowing that water to just sit and to settle and to grow and to expand, eventually me and that boat is going to go under. So yeah, somebody may come and dump some water in your boat. Yeah, with your bad thoughts or your bad habits or something that you've done, you may dump water in your boat. Yeah, somebody may come through haphazardly and spray water in your boat. But as long as you keep your own little shovel or your own little bucket and you keep trucking that water out just as fast as it comes in, you will stay afloat. you will be able to move that boat faster than ever, and you will not drown. Just that one analogy alone is a major life lesson. So you've heard me say, let it go. This is how you let it go. You don't internalize what's happening, what's happened, what somebody has done, what you have done to yourself. You learn to let it go so that you won't drown. You learn the art of dumping it out before it resonates and internalizes into who you are. So there are steps that we must take as we process through life, as we process through how do we see these things happening, but we don't take it in. How do we keep ourselves from internalizing it? Well, one of my first, lessons or first pointers, and I promise you, everything that I'm sharing with you is exactly what I do. So I am not a person that read a book, thought that this was a great topic, and then, hey, let's talk about it. No, I'm giving you my life's blueprint, and then the lives of other overcomers, other victors that has made it through some very challenging things in their life. I'm giving you pointers of people that has learned the art of overcoming. And the first one is, first, you have to see or find the value in your past. Like, find the value of your past to teach you lessons, because that's really what it is. It's to teach you a lesson, not a lesson like you're a bad girl, you're a bad boy, let me spank your hand and teach you a lesson. But no, when things come up to happen to you, instead of asking, why me? How could this happen to me? Oh my goodness, am I not good enough? Am I not worthy? Am I not enough? No, you don't ask those questions. You ask, what is it that I should learn from this? And how is it that I can take this as a stepping stone to my life and not a weighted stone to weigh my life down? The value of our past is simply to teach us lessons. But here lies the complete opposite. The tragedy of our past is when we don't move forward. The most important thing about our past is not what happened, but what have we done with what happened? Now, pause on that for a second. What have you done with what happened? Yes, you were abused. That happened. It was real, it was painful, and it was confusing, and you did not like it. Yes, it happened. But what did I do with what happened? Did I forgive? Did I take my bucket and shovel this person's extra baggage out of my boat? Because when somebody inflicts pain on you, that is them trying to give you their baggage. Give it back. Don't internalize it. Don't take it, because they are trying to make you feel like they must have felt when they themselves was probably in that situation of abuse. So instead of internalizing it as if it was something that you did wrong or something that you deserve, how about shoveling out with the thought of, I forgive them. Shoveling it out with, you know what? It wasn't me that they did this to. It was the abuse that they were not healed from, that they inflicted it on me. It had nothing to do with me. You shovel it out by giving yourself a whole new perspective of what happened, how it happened. You don't internalize it. Because if you do, what happens, you will start to drown. Shake off the past as a weight. Embrace it as a stepping stone. You are unique by your own experiences. So your past won't look like everyone else's. And because of that, it makes your voice, your drive, and your influence different. Your strength is not what you did yesterday, but in what you are doing, not only right now, but it's also in what you're not only in what you're doing today, but it's in what you're doing right now. In this moment, Moment by moment is how our lives change. Moment by moment is how we make the decision to scoop the water out of our boat or pile it in. Because once somebody haphazardly come by and just sprayed a ton of water in your boat by things that they've said, things that they've done, the hurt or the pain that they left behind, that is one sense of piling on. But the way that you can pile it on to really drown is you start going back with that same body of water and you start scooping more back in by saying, woe is me. What's wrong with me? This happened to me. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. And then you begin to drown. Isn't it powerful to know that you control drowning or saving your own life? Isn't it powerful to know that no matter what has happened to you, it is not you. It is not who you are. And you alone have the power to overcome anything. And in having that power, you decide, am I going to take this offense and am I going to hold it in my bosom like a baby and nurture the offense? Or am I going to take that offense, throw it off of my lap, throw it out of my bosom, throw it out of my boat, and use that offense as a way to build myself back up? Yeah, this happened to me, but here is my different perspective. Here's how I see it now. Yes, that happened to me, but I'm still breathing. Yes, that happened to me, but I have met other people that this has happened to and they've overcome. Yes, this has happened to me, but there's always a but. Yes, this may have happened, but yes, I lost my job, but yes, I may be homeless today, but yes, I may have been faced with a divorce, but yes, I don't understand how I'm going to do this as a single mother, but whatever that is that contentious thing that keep coming in your face and coming in your heart and making you feel like you can't breathe, you're going to suffocate and you're going to drown, there is a but. Yes, this is happening right now, but we are all good. There is good living inside of us. To see the good in our lives, in our world, we must build our inner life, our perceptions, and our thoughts. We must begin seeing the world, people, and ourselves as God sees us. We are the divinity of man. We are created in this image. As we close out just in our understanding of who we are, as we come to a fullness as an understanding of who we are and the image that we were created in, we would understand that there is nothing that can truly overtake us. God said in his word that offense is sure to come. But he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. But because of this, I remember being a young girl and hearing, God will never leave you, he will never forsake you. So I'm expecting this God spirit from heaven to come down and be next to me. But it wasn't until I was going through the things that I was going through and learning and becoming wiser that I realized, no, it's not the God spirit that's coming down to rescue me. It's the God spirit, the divinity that's inside of me that rescues me. It's that divinity that's inside of me that says that you can overcome anything. It's that divinity inside of me that is my big butt. That is the biggest butt that will come out of everything and see you out of everything. Yes, this happened to me, but this massive amount of divine power that resonates inside of me is there and present for my rescue. All I have to do is remember that it's there. All I have to do is reach down inside and grab for it. Reach down inside knowing that it's there and calling it forward. How do I call it forward? I call it forward by remembering who I am. I am loved by God. I am one with God. I am covered in the grace of God. I am protected by the mercy of God. I am the creation of God, and there lies all of my power. So it's no way that I can be overcome by anything when that is at the top of my mind, realizing that that divine power that I was waiting for to come and rescue me resides inside of me. So I don't have to stay prey to the predators. I don't have to stay prey to the memory of the pain. I don't have to stay prey to the reality of my right now. I can know that even in the moment that I sit, if it's painful, there is a but. Even in the past that I have had to experience, there is a but. I am living proof of the but. I am living proof of shelling that stuff out of your way and forging through to see what your true life is supposed to be. It's time to change our perceptions, because it's really your own perception that can be your jailer or can be your freedom. Your own perception can keep you in the wall of despair, or your own perception can open up the gates and have you flowing through life like the strong, intelligent, beautiful, enough person that you are. When you change your perception, the core of your perception has to be who you are. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is who you are. Thou art the Christ, the Son, the daughter of the living God, who was created in that image. Ask yourself, when you have something that you are, you know, pursuing and desiring to do, and the thoughts are just bombarding your mind, you can't do it. You don't have enough. You don't have what it takes. Who are you to speak on this subject? Who are you to tell people that they can do the impossible? Who are you when those voices come to give you doubt? Then you ask yourself, wait a minute. If this was Jesus in this position, could Jesus do this? And in your mind, you already know the answer is yes. So let's break it down. If the answer is yes for Jesus, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who is also your brother, who is also the person that was created in the image of God, just like you. And if he can do it, guess what? You can do it. You don't ever let a thought, an emotion, a perception, or the past, or the pain, or the hurt, or the disappointment stop you from moving forward. If Jesus can do it, I can too. Why? Because your perception of who you are is taking a major shift right now. All things are possible when you see yourself as God sees you, and when you know completely that he loves you. No good thing will he withhold from you because he loves you. I think when we really understand and grasp the depths of the love that God has for us, that has nothing to do with religion, that has nothing to do the things that we do to think that makes us religion, like reading my Bible, like going to church or singing in the choir. None of those things make God love us any more than he already does. Religion has had its time in boxing God's love into the four walls of their understanding, I would say, to if you do this, if you wear long skirts, because this was my experience, if you wear long skirts, you don't wear earrings, you don't smoke, you don't curse, you don't drink alcohol, you can't wear fingernail polish, you can't listen to secular music. If I stay within the confines of these rules, I have to read my Bible every day, I have to go to church 3 to 4 times a week, I have to speak in tongues, and if I'm not speaking in tongues, I have to stay until one of the elders on the church forces that out of me, then God loves me. Sorry, that's not true. God loves me because I am him. God loves me because he created me in his image, and there's no loving father that can create anything from his own self and that will put parameters on his love. There is no limit to God's love. I don't care if you are high right now. God loves you. I don't care if you just did the most heinous crime. God loves you. I don't care if you made the biggest mistake in your life. God loves you. I don't care if something so tragic just happened to you and you can't understand how because something like this happened to you. Guess what? God loves you. I don't care what the doctor just said about your life and the existence of your life or how long you have to live. God loves you. And there is so much power in that understanding when you change your perception of just simply who you are and who you are in God. That will change your trajectory of your life. That will change how you walk, how you move, how you speak. You will have that confidence because you are loved. Man, that love will give you a sense of confidence that is like arrogant, you know, not like the bad kind of arrogance, but that arrogance that walks in a room knowing I am light, I am love, I am always able to get exactly what I need from whatever I need to be done as I walk in this room. I move, I vibrate, I illuminate in such a strong force of love that nothing can be turned down to me. Nobody can say no to me. And if they say no to me, somebody is going to turn right around and not only say yes, but say yes with a better influence, with more power than the person that thought they could say no. I'm walking with a confidence that lets me know that I am not restricted from anything. Like I can have anything. God said you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength, through Christ that strengthens you. All I can do all things. And it's not all things in the church. It's not all things only if. It's not all things just in case you do. It's all things, period. Through Christ that strengthens you, and Christ strengthens you from within. Like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I cannot have a subject like this and you not hear my enthusiasm, because I promise you, if this was a video, you would see like my hands is moving, my shoulders is moving, my head is moving, like this confidence that lets you know that there is nothing out of your reach. There is nothing outside of your reach. I don't care where you sit right now in this moment. You build yourself up with that kind of confidence, and you will break the walls down, not just for yourself, for other people as well. Because that is the true precious, precious treasure of the past. That is the precious treasure of pain. When you are able to knock those walls down that you never thought you could, that people probably built up to think that you would never be able to overcome it. And you not only knock those walls down, but you show other people the way out. That's where that precious treasure is. You, with the confidence, can pass through life without life passing through you. Think about that. I can pass through life with confidence, knowing that, yes, things are going to come against me, but they can't overcome me unless I give it permission. It can't go through me unless I say so. So I say I'm going through it and it not going through me. You see how that confidence can really just make you know. And this is not a go fight, win, hurrah, little motivational moment. This is for real. Like if I need to slow my articulation down a little bit, I'm a little excited about it. This is for real, guys. When you realize that I am loved by God, no matter what, and that love that is unconditional, it resonates right inside of me. That God that said he's never left me is right there in my heart. He's right there in my spirit. The breath of God is in my body. All I have to do is say it, speak it, know it, think it, be it. And you watch and see how things change in your life. This is not a motivational moment, I promise you. This is for real. This is the person that has seen failing in life, has seen failing in relationships, has seen failing in finances, have seen, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. I'm a single mother. How am I supposed to raise 3 children by myself, to now have 2 of my children that are successful and on their own and running their own businesses and still nurturing and mothering my daughter and have not missed a beat because I made up in my mind that I wasn't a victim to life. that I am the controller of my life, because not because I'm arrogant and I could do this by myself, but God gave me that power. God gave you that power. There is nothing outside of your limits. So remember, yes, things are going to come. Yes, the people are going to try to fill your boat up, to try to make it sink, but you have the power to dump it out. You have the power to let it go. You have the power to make sure that nothing sits and settles and weigh you down and snuff your head under the water. Life cannot drown you unless you allow it. You pass through it and you don't let it pass through you. This subject just gives me so much joy, because I promise you, this is where the key to your life is. This is where the key to a good life that God promised begins. So, of course, I never like to leave an episode without an affirmation. So, repeat after me. I am purified from the pain of my past. I am using it to empower, to guide, and to uplift my life and others around me. I am the light that this world needs. And that light comes from the lessons of my past. I am free. I am forgiven. And I am favored. I have an inner potential to be great. A divine revelation of God within me. And the courage to live up to my true image. I am powerful. I am divine. I am loved. I am good. I am loved by God. Now believe it and know it. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Finishing Strong with Erica Strong. But this is the nugget that you take with you to see your life change. When you change your perception, you know who you are. You know that you are loved so dearly, so intimately, so sacredly by God, that gave you the power to run the life that you want, to see the promises fulfilled in your life. There is nothing that's going to come down from the sky to give it to you. It's already inside of you. And don't let the confines of religion or people or stuff make you discount or doubt that intimate relationship that's nestled inside of you whenever you call for it. So thank you again for joining me for Finishing Strong with Erica Strong. And as always, we will finish strong together.